everybody out to the DDD podcast. We got a special segment of the Golden Door Deep Dive with the one and only Bobby Mays, brought to us by Fisher Thompson Roofing, all the way out in Colorado. Bobby, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking, Roz. It's been a pleasure to meet with you today, and you know, very excited, man.
Absolutely, dude. Okay, first and foremost, we got to chat about the private jet experience with Sam as the winner of the NKL. Dude, tell me about that.
You know what, man? For one, Sam and Dee are lots of fun, brother. You know what I mean? Like, they're just real down to earth. They're the truth. And I enjoyed every moment of it. The private jet was fun. Vegas was fun. We all had a blast, man. Spending it with my team was amazing. You know, seeing even these youngsters grow and win that competition, man, was a great achievement. Man, I am very proud of my team, brother, because they didn't understand that when I believe something, it's going to happen, right? If you just believe in it, it's going to happen. And I take every moment of that serious, man, and I pursue that goal every day. And they just followed suit, brother. You know, in the beginning, they were putting up good numbers, and we were getting things going. We're out there working hard every day. And, man, you know, hitting those streets, hitting those doors was a great learning experience for them. You know, this all started many years ago, man, when we started knocking doors. But these guys are amazing, man. And a lot of our canvassers have become project managers now because – and now we don't even have a canvas team, brother. We just knock our own doors, and you know, we go out there and we see dollar signs on those doors, man, and we make the best of it. When we found out that we were actually in it late in the playoffs, and we were like, man, we could actually win this thing. You know, I came in as the coach and I was like, look, I need every single one of you guys to put up double digits. We're not gonna lose this. And thank God for Thomas Fisher, man, our great leader, man. You know, he's the owner of the company. He really started to crack down on doing these audits and, you know, auditing the other teams. And we found out a lot of people were, you know, really being a little bit shady. I'll just say that. But in the long run, man, these guys worked hard. We worked really hard. And the payoff was that private jet experience. It was once in a lifetime, but just to spend it with Sam and Dee, man, was the icing on the cake, brother. So we really enjoyed that. It was lots of fun. We went to Vegas. I won some money. Everybody in my team won money, man. It was crazy. You know, we were only out there a day. We came back. We got to go to the Broncos game with Sam and Dee. And as you can see, man, I'm a big-time Broncos fan. I'm, you know, diehard, you know, And so that was even more of a blessing just to, you know, even though we lost that game, you know, we're having a tough year. But, you know, Sam and Dee were able to attend that with us as well. And, you know, it was really fun, man. I was so very blessed and so thankful that we got to experience that.
Yeah, and it was incredible to see your guys' journey throughout the competition. So for those of you listening, so Bobby and his team of four other guys, they competed in a 5v5 tournament that we hosted over the summer, and guys, it was neck and neck the whole summer. I was one of the main auditors of the scores and one of the main the hosts of it, so it was like, it got to the point where literally I was checking my phone every hour to see who was on top, because it was between the Fisher Thompson boys and Rose Roofing. So yes, it was neck and neck. And especially that last week, it was like the ultimate matchup. It was LeBron versus Kobe. It was like anything could happen here. And it was awesome to see you guys pull out and win. And then enjoy the fruits of your labors. Hop on that private jet with Sam. Win some money in Vegas. It is just absolutely beautiful. And it's so cool to see so many fruits of your labors currently, not even just NKL, but now especially with having won the Golden Door Award in roofing, which is $2.5 million in revenue for roofing, and it's so cool to see how you've leveled up, how your team has leveled up, utilizing these competitions, utilizing the Golden Door, and all of that. Tell me about that growth over the last few years. Where did you start, and where are you at now?
Man, thanks for asking. So I actually started off just as a canvasser. When we first started all this, they needed somebody to knock doors. And Chad and Thomas both sat down and they were like, hey, we want you to knock doors. And to be honest with you, man, I was making like $380 a week. It wasn't nothing. But I knew that what God had put in front of me, man, that I was going to make the best of it. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to squander this blessing. There was days I wanted to quit, brother. I'm not going to lie, you know, but there ain't no quitting me. And I just said, you know what? You're not going to quit because there's going to be something big at the end of this. And so I continued to go out there and knock doors, and I was knocking doors for the project managers. And times in my mind, I'll hear a voice like, man, you're making these guys a lot of money and you're getting a small amount just for every lead. But I said, you know what, I'm going to make these guys see the person I am and, you know, the strength and the power I got to knock these doors and be successful. And so I just I stuck with it, man. They ended up giving me a raise because I got really good at it, you know. And what I really did is I studied a lot. I learned all the aspects about roofing. You know, Chad Thompson and Thomas Fisher, they would spend time with me out there in the field a couple times, and then they're like, all right, you're on your own. And I liked it better being on my own, you know what I mean? And so like they would even ask, do you want somebody to be with you while you're out there? And I was like, no, just let me do my thing. And so I just continued to knock doors every day for about 5 days a week. And what happened is I started, something clicked in my mind, like, don't look at this as a job. Just look at this as you're developing new relationships with these homeowners. You know, like every hand that you shake is going to be a new relationship. You know, don't talk to them about roofing. Talk to them about life. And I really got good at it, man. And so they started seeing something in me. I went from making that $380 a week to making like $1,400 a week and consistently at least. And so one day they went to a Win the Storm conference in New Orleans. This was 3 years ago. And I went and got a ladder and I kind of took the initiative like, hey, there's no project managers here. So whatever leads I get, I'm inspecting these roofs and I'm filing claims. Didn't ask for permission, didn't ask of anything. Just called Thomas one day. He is out in New Orleans. And I said, hey, man, these homeowners want an inspection right now. They don't want to wait. And I think if we wait, we're going to lose them, you know? And so I wasn't like a big fan of setting appointments. Honestly, I was like, I want to get them right here, right now. Right. And cause a lot of times if you set appointments and you're just in the canvas, at that point, we just had a canvas team and then project managers would go days later and they'd be like, oh, I changed my mind or whatever it was, you know? So I said, hey, man, I bought a ladder. I'm ready to jump these roofs for you. He's like, I'll make you a deal. Whatever claims you get, I'll put them in your name, you know? And so Chad had told me, hey, this is a permanent job. You being the canvasser. At that point, I became the canvas manager. Let's point that out. And I had two other canvassers under me that I was training. And so Thomas let me jump the roofs, man. And I started getting on these roofs and I started filing claims. By the time these guys got back, I already had like six claims filed. I had two roofs bought within a week and a half, you know. So one day they sat down and they said, look, we're going to make you a project manager because I had got family and friends to get new roofs and they put those jobs in my name. But when they looked at the numbers, I was beating everybody by $60,000 in revenue and sales. And I wasn't even a project manager, you know, so I kind of just took the initiative, brother. And honestly, it all worked out because once they said, all right, we're going to make you a project manager, there was a couple things that I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to give up the company gas card because I had a gas card. And they were like, you're not going to need a gas card. You're going to be making so much money. I was making a little salary every week. That was pretty helpful. But I said, all right, I'm ready to just sacrifice that stuff and move forward and do my thing. And what happened is, man, I hit the ground running. All these, there's a friendly competition in this organization, man. And just to give a shout out to Fisher Thompson Construction, because of this tight-knit group and the way that we handle things, the way that we come at each other in a friendly competition manner. While these project managers have been doing this for years, man, and they were like, oh, you can't hang with me. And, like, you know, we'd get a storm, we'd go out there, knock doors, and they'd be posting pictures of their signs in people's yards saying, I'm coming for you and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm not going to let these guys catch me. And so, man, I gave it all I got, man. I was out there till sometimes 9 in the evening, sacrificing dinner with my family, dinner with my children, you know, and just because I knew that there was a greater goal that I needed to work hard to provide for them. And so, man, long story short, I've been number one ever since for 3 years in a row. And this year I am at 3 million in sales already. And still, I'm not done, brother. But last year was the thing that manifested it. Let me tell you, Roz. So what happened is I went to D2 Decon last year. And I remember telling Sam, because I wasn't, or actually that was this year in February, I think it was, I went to D2 Decon in Utah, and I went with Thomas and Chad, and, you know, I had won this trip for being number one that month. And I got discouraged. I was there with Greg Morrell. He's a real good buddy of mine. He's one of the project managers. You'll probably be having a podcast with him soon. He's only 100,000 away from 2.5. And, you know, he's the one that's closest to me right now in numbers. And, you know, so we went to this went to D2 Decon, and I seen only like 6 roofers win a Golden Door Award, and a lot of solar, a lot of pest control winning. There was a ton of pest control and solar winning Golden Door Awards, but there was only 6 roofers up there. And I remember when I got the opportunity to talk to Sam, I said, hey, Sam, you know, I was like, I'm really upset with myself that I'm not on that stage, because I hit 1.1 million in sales last year, and there was no storms, brother. A lot of them were cash deals. A lot of them were just, you know, like just filing claims and just meeting with adjusters, and cool adjusters would be like, yeah, I got a storm date recent that was miles away from here. But, you know, I just have that people skills, man, in the way with these adjusters. And so I felt like, man, I hit 1.1 million. I should be on that stage, because there wasn't no hail. You know, there wasn't no hailstorms. But I told Sam, I said, I'm not going to make any excuses, bro. I said, next year, I'm going to be on that stage, and I'm going to win that Golden Door Award, man. And I was like, and there's nothing that's going to stand in my way. There's nothing that's going to stop me. You watch. And he's like, okay, go get it. And talking to him on that private jet and letting him know, like, do you remember our conversation when I told you nothing's going to stop me, bro? And he was like, I do. I remember it. And he was like, you know, he was like, I believe that, you know, right then and there, you were going to get it. He was like, I just knew, like, that you had it in you. And I was like, look, man, we got a lot of hail this year, but there's a lot of companies that are struggling out here, man, because it becomes a door-to-door competition where you got 8 contractors at one door, and they want 8 estimates, bro, and you have to win that job, you know? Like, and I took a lot of jobs from other companies this year, and I don't feel bad about it, honestly, man, you know, because that's the way this game goes. You just have to be the best out there. And as I started to mature in this, and a lot of just being the canvasser and the canvas manager developed so many skills. But I also worked in collections for 9.5 years, you know, at a collection law firm. And so I was collecting money over the phone for many years, and I learned how to jam people up.
You got to be closer to collect that kind of money.
Absolutely, man. And so those are the things that really helped me in life, bro. And just I knew that every single day, if I'm not early, I'm not on time. You know what I mean? I have to be here early. Man, I would be in that office every single day in the morning setting up who do I need to call today? Who's trying to dodge me? Do I need to go knock on their door again? Because I always say, if somebody's like not answering your calls, then go back to what worked before. Go knock on their door, you know, and man, you'll be surprised how many times they answer. They're like, oh man, I've been meaning to call you. I didn't even get your email. Yep. I'm sorry. I've been swamped and I got a couple minutes today. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, thank you. But you just don't give up, man. And then when it comes into this big time competition where all these contractors are out there hitting these streets right after a storm, you know, what I do is I just take my time, man. I go to one door and I take my time. And sometimes I get out there the next day or 2 days later, you know, after they've already been swarmed by people, they've already filed claims, they've already, you know, had people on their roof, and I'll get on there and there's still chalk marks from other companies, you know? And I'm like, look, I'm just here to give you an honest professional opinion. And, you know, man, like the pitch that I developed really works, brother. It's 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 at each door. But like, it was a team effort that all of us put this pitch together. And I want to give shout outs to my team, you know, like Matt Bello, Skyler Fisher, Dylan Fisher, you know, all of my team, man, John Harrison, and definitely Greg Morrell. But for last winter, we came into the office every day is snow packed, no doors to knock. I mean, you could knock doors, but you ain't inspecting roofs. So we're like, let's do our training and we worked every day of the week, man, Monday through Friday. We were in the office working when people were chilling and vacation. And, you know, we didn't struggle to pay our bills. We made sure that we were going to be out there. One day we went out and it was probably like below zero, brother, or at least close to it. And we were just hanging door hangers, bro. We are just like, let's just hit blocks, throw up door hangers, leave business cards, you know, at zero below. And it's like, man, you know, like we knew people don't answer their doors very much when it's that cold. But we were the only team out there doing it, man. We didn't see any other companies out there, you know. And so that just shows you like, why we won that NKL and like what we're made of, because it's a certain thing about consistency, commitment, dedication, you know, and perfecting the craft with our pitch. You know, man, shout out to Thomas Fisher, man. He got the pitch down better than we did. And my boss, brother, the owner of the company, is out there knocking doors with us, man.
Leading from the front.
And you're leading from the front. And the dude gets every single door he knocks, man. Like he is amazing, bro. He'll trip you out just because he's a good person, but he believes that he's going to get every door that he knocks. And he would go out there with us, spend time with us and say, hey, look, watch how this pitch works. Some of us doubted, and I ain't even going to lie. Part of me doubted that pitch because over the years I developed my own personal pitch that worked for me, you know? He's like, well, it's not going to work for everybody. That's your quality that you have as in your character. That's a quality you have. And so he's like, but use this pitch. So I humbled myself, man. And I said, I'm going to use this pitch. And early this year, no hail came. We were out there knocking doors every day. Hey, we're just on our WhatsApp. We're sharing contingency forms and, you know, saying, hey, you know what? We're having like in-house competitions, you know, and like there's a prize to win. And so it really motivated the heck out of all of us, man. The two youngsters come in and, you know, Skyler Fisher's only 20 years old. is sitting at a good $1.8 million right now, you know, and he's only been a project manager this year. And so they looked up to us, man, and they received everything that we were doing, and they took it and applied it. So it's fun to watch that stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Bobby, who are you going to call out? Who do you think needs to be on the stage that's not going to be?
Man, you know what? I'm calling out my whole team, brother. And if Greg Morrell doesn't make it, which I think he will, he's 140 away from making it, and he got a lot working. The dude is just an absolute beast. But Greg, if you don't make it, man, you better not pass up this opportunity. He will make it. I believe that that Skylar Fisher and Matt Bello will be at $2 million this year, you know, which is a great accomplishment for them. I don't see them not hitting $2 million, but I want them to be there. And hey, if you guys don't get there to 2.5 to be a Golden Door Award this year, it better happen next year with no excuses. You know, one thing that I've showed these guys, and Skylar gets it, and so does Matt, and they'll be out there in the dark, you know, working. And they'll go, if they got a comeback, they will go back to that house at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night and say, hey, your wife told me you'd be here. You know, I'm back because she told me to come back at this time. And that would be the goal, man. There's nights where I was on roofs with a flashlight, brother, like literally inspecting roofs. These guys know it. And, you know, I'd video it and I'd send it to the thread just so they could see. But, you know, it does take that. And I was at a point where I was ready to hire an assistant, man. I was going to hire somebody to knock doors for me. But I'm the type of person that I'm like, if I don't do it, it won't get done right, you know, and I don't want to miss out on opportunity, brother. But my team better get there. Dylan Fisher, you need to hit $1 million in sales, man, because we do have an in-house competition that whoever hits $1 million gets to go on a cruise with us. So if I don't see you on that cruise, dude, like, you better at least hit that. But you know what? I want to encourage my team also to knock these doors. John Harris is a man that's been doing this a long time. He doesn't really like to knock doors, but he's learning and the importance of it. And he's knocked doors this year. But like, we don't want to be lead babies, man. We don't need a canvas team to be knocking doors for us. Like, we got the mouthpiece. We got the gifts and talents. You know, we got the power and control to go out there and win these people, man. And so we're not lead babies, man. We're not here to have somebody do our heavy lifting. We got to go out there and get it ourselves. So each and every one of you guys better go get it. I'm calling them all out.
Let's go. You're on the record now. Oh, gosh. It's been so fun doing these call outs. just because we know that there's so many people that need to up level. It's amazing to see, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. And I believe that your guys are immensely blessed for you hitting the Golden Door Award this year. I think it's going to bring nothing but inspiration to them. And I'm excited to see all of them. They all deserve to be up on that stage. I know for a fact, right. If you hit 2 million in revenue, you can hit 2.5. No
Come
question.
On.
No question. So you guys are all in the record. We will see you on stage as soon as possible. So that's going to be right. Amazing. So Bobby, what are you most excited about for D2DCon?
Oh man, you know what? It's just every time I go to D2DCon, I mean, I'm excited about the Golden Door Award itself and being on that stage. That was a goal of mine. I every day I prayed for this, man. I pursued it and I gave it my all to be there, you know, and I told myself there's nothing going to stop me. Like I said, but every single time I go to D2DCon, man, when I come home, it's total annihilation, bro. I just get fed over there. I come home hyped up. That energy never leaves me throughout the year, brother. It's a strange thing. But I'm most excited because there's going to be some great speakers there. I've seen the list, man. I know we're going to have Lance Armstrong, Sean White, you know, all these people that are successful that I could learn from. Even being on that private jet with Sam Taggart, man, the moment I got the opportunity to pick his brain, I asked him questions that I really wanted to know the real deal answer about, and he didn't hold nothing back. He gave me the truth. So just to hear what these people have to say about what played a role in their success, how, where they came from and where they are today, and what's behind all of that, you know, it really takes, it does something to me, man. You know, it does something to me every single time. So D2DCon has always been something that has fueled me. That's the main thing that I'm excited about, man. You know, I told Thomas this year, I said, when I get home, it's lights out, bro. You know, and like, he's seen that. You know, it wasn't 2 months later, 3 months later, when he gave me this office right here, man. And he said, we had a meeting. He said, look, I don't care who's upset about this, but he was like, Bobby's getting his own office and he's earned it. He was like, so he really motivated them, like, go out and earn it. And they did. They stepped up their game. But it was because D2DCon, it did something to me, man, especially not being on that stage. I'm going to just be honest, man. Like, I was pretty upset with myself, even though I worked really hard. But I'm looking forward to each and every speaker, man. I think that if you're a wise person, you're going to gain knowledge and wisdom and even get a clear understanding from all these people that Sam has hired to be up on that stage. Man, you'd be a fool not to take notes at these things, man. I take notes and I go and I review my notes and I start putting them into play, man. There's times where I used Luke Ward's own words, man, at the door, and it worked every time. You know what I mean? So
yeah. And Luke Ward is solar and you're roofing. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think sometimes we're afraid to do a little cross industry learning, you know?
Yeah. One of the things I got from him is I'd be at, like, hey, I'm going to do this now and I'm not coming back later, you know, tell the homeowner. And they're like, whoa, okay, well, I just don't ask them. I tell them, you know. So, but yeah, a lot of things that are, there's so much good in it, man. You know, the people you meet, you network there. There's just other companies. I've met some really cool people that out of Arizona, man, that I still am in contact with, you know, and that I have little Zoom meetings and calls with them. And, you know, I joined their little podcast groups. And, oh, man, it's just amazing to see people, very young men, too, and women that are doing this, where I'm like, man, like they're going to be very successful. I'm talking about probably retired by 30, 35 years old because they're the real deal. But, you know, and then also the recruiting part, man, you know, I know this company has grown a lot. We're growing. One day we said we're going to the malls. We're hitting the malls. We're recruiting. You know, we got kicked out of some of the stores because we were trying to recruit some of their workers. And,
that's amazing.
Yeah, man. So you learn a lot from these things. And I'm excited about all that, brother. It doesn't change. You know, I'm looking at the gold lion behind you, man, and the plaque. And I'm already motivated by that, you know. But it's something about, like, just knowing that you're working towards a goal and you're doing something. And then you get to meet some really good people, man. You know, last year, Tom Billiou, you know, we had Natasha Graziano, I think her name was, but we also had, I can't remember his name, but
Jordan Peterson.
Yes. So he was amazing, bro. And like, you know, like each and every one of them, I took notes on, I went back, I looked at my notes and I was like, how can I use what they were teaching me today? And man, just things started to develop. So it's amazing, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. And Bobby, we're so excited to have you on stage. It's going to be so fun. We're absolutely just so thrilled for DDDCon. So guys, DDDCon, January 25th through the 27th in Salt Lake City. Get your tickets as soon as possible. It's filling up. It's going to sell out. We're like a few months out from it, 80 days, I believe, exactly. So I guess whenever this podcast gets released, it'll probably be a little bit sooner, but Yeah, do whatever you can to get there. It's going to be amazing. And then, yeah, obviously, I think a big takeaway, Bobby, is, you know, have that level of dissatisfaction. Look at the stage. If you're not on that Golden Door stage, ask yourself why. And then ask yourself an empowering question. How are you going to get there next year? Because that's exactly what Bobby did. And he made that commitment. So, dude, it is so cool to see that. It's so cool to see your growth and story. I'm excited to see your guys at D2D Con. I'm excited to see them up on stage the next D2D Con. So it's going to be wild.
Right. And you know what, man? I'm going to say this before we end this. My next goal is a double Golden Door Award. So you guys better watch out, man.
That is on the record. Next year. Bobby, double Golden Door for 2025. Yes, it's going to happen.
We're manifesting that. We're proclaiming it 2024. So,
amen. I love it. Well, Bobby, thanks so much for hopping on, guys. This has been a great episode of Golden Door Deep Dive. Keep tuning in for all these nuggets. It's amazing to do this podcast, see the consistent themes of every Golden Door winner, these themes of identity, self-belief, commitment. Anyone could be a Golden Door winner. It just takes that belief and that work ethic. So Bobby, thanks for hopping on. Any parting words for the industry?
You know what? I just want to thank everybody out there for one. My parting words is, man, even for the ones that haven't got to experience being Golden Door Award winners, man, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dream. Pursue your goal every day. Wake up, follow the morning routines, man. Stay consistent in those things. You know what? Remind yourself every day that you are awesome and that you could do all things. And even, you know, get these things, you know, in order. You know, have a good plan and put things in order and just continue to pursue that. You will reach your goal if you just work hard at it. And I promise you, when you don't give up, great and mighty things happen to you. You're going to learn, you're going to grow, and you're going to achieve things that you never thought you were capable of doing. I promise you that. That's my take to it.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, this has been a great episode. We'll catch you on the next one. Bobby, thanks for tuning in.
I appreciate you, Roz. You guys have a good day. God bless you guys.
Dude, you too. You too. Dude, thanks for hopping on. Really appreciate it. So,
yep.
Nice. We'll see you at D2D Con.
Yep. Take care, brother. See you.
All right. We'll see you, man. Right.
Bye.